This is episode 197 of the Focused Mindset Podcast. And today, we're going to talk about how we can truly have a conversation that helps people plan for their life, that we can be a part of that planning. Too many times we enter a conversation, we might ask a few questions, and then we get all into conversations that don't make any effort towards helping us bond and connect. Step two in my three-step process to be more solution-focused in conversations. First is to gather information without any judgment. And we went over that in the last podcast. Go back to 196 if you're interested. Now we're going to talk about planning with purpose and being a purpose-driven listener. And tomorrow we're going to talk about how to get people to start and how to truly be encouraging to them moving forward in their life. So let's get started. This is the podcast where you learn how to build stronger connections and have better conversations using the solution-focused approach. I'm Cher Kretz. I'm a school counselor and a solution-focused life coach, and each week we learn new strategies so that we can build our families strong and be the person that we were always meant to be. You can learn more about our products and services by going to thefocusedmindset.com or hop over to Amazon to get 30 days to higher hopes. Okay, here we are on day two. Congratulations, you got through day one. Those of you who haven't done day one, download the Lead with Hope Conversation Navigation Training, and it's absolutely free to you, so why not? It's time for us to level up our communication, and it starts with our mindset. Most of you have already discovered the power of truly staying curious in a conversation through gathering information without any judgment. Now, we're at the heart of the solution-focused practice, and that's really helping another person plan with purpose. Because honestly, hope happens in our life when we can see a pathway to a brighter future, and then we want to move in that direction. It really is important, though, that we think about what we put our hope in. Because we can put our hope in the completely wrong place that doesn't truly align with our values. And we'll be going in a direction that we don't really want to be in. Everything feels wrong within us. And we can just keep pressing forward, thinking that that's the way to go, when really, we weren't planning with our real purpose in mind, based with our values and our beliefs. So I believe that step two in my GPS conversation navigation is so truly important, because this is when we help them find out a plan that works for their life. It's when we truly step away from sharing our opinion for a minute, and we truly step away from the thing within us that just wants to say, hey, I know exactly how to do this. And we figure out what's going to work for them. We want to tap into the things that they've done in the past that's worked in the same maybe area of what they're struggling in, and then help them feel what that felt like and kind of identify, oh yeah, I've done this before, in order for them to have the insight that really exists in their mind to make the steps forward that they need to. Many times, in fact, most of the time, life has thrown so many challenges at us in the past that we've been able to get through, that we have learned a set of skills that we tuck away in our mind and we utilize whenever we need it. And when someone's in a really tough situation, they need to be able to tap into that place. And you're going to do that by asking questions, not just to check a box off of your list of things you need to do in a conversation, but out of truly wanting to figure out what's going on with them, what's really going to work for them. And the first thing that you can ask is, what do you hope will happen in this conversation? Now, in the 3-day Lead with Hope Challenge, that's the first question that I have you ask yourself as you go into the conversation. But I think you can also ask the other person that very same question. I tried it the other day when I was out and we were talking, and then I just decided, what the heck, I'm going to see what they say. What do you really hope to get out of this conversation with us today? And what was interesting is that they did also want to be able to really get to know the things that were going on in my life. And it became an exchange where I wasn't overly sharing or they weren't overly sharing, but we were really beginning to bond over the things that we truly were curious about each other's lives. See, asking something like, what do you hope will happen in this conversation? Asking it to yourself puts you in the right mindset. That's what basically helps you say, okay, this is where I'm headed. I'm hoping to build a stronger connection. I'm hoping to be able to help them be empowered. Whatever that is that you need to whisper to yourself. Second question I ask you to ask yourself before you enter a conversation is, if you were able to know for sure that that person was going to feel hope as a result of talking to you, what difference would it make to you? It excites me to even think about that. If I can go in a conversation rather than questioning if it's going to go well and panicking secretly in my mind that I might be in an uncomfortable moment, and I go in with the confidence of knowing that I know that as a result of talking to me, they're going to feel more hopeful, it allows you to be in the right headspace. And the next question is, imagine the best version of yourself was present in your very next conversation. Or if you're going into a conversation, in this conversation, imagine the best version of myself is with me. What would that version do more or less of? It's a little deeper, right? That's something you might want to ponder on your way to the event, on your way to having the conversation before you tell that person, hey, we got to have a tough conversation. How do I want to approach this if I was my very best self? You kind of elevate yourself above the situation, I guess. It's almost like a visualization activity that you put yourself through before a conversation. And you say, what do I truly envision my best self doing in a conversation? If they were to walk away and be like, wow, that really was an impactful conversation that we had. What do I want to be doing? This is the type of planning that we need to do for ourselves purposeful before we go into a conversation. These are things that people don't really talk about. Now, there's a time and place where we can dive into all the logistics of exactly how to have challenging conversations. But as you can see, this is really focusing on the solution-focused steps that we can take in our mind before we enter in the conversation and while we're in the conversation. Most of what we do is always colored with the dialogue that we're having with ourselves. So ask yourself that question of, what in the world would the best me do? And then follow that and believe in it. Now, as you answer these questions, you're gonna begin to immerse yourself and really understand the power of having purposeful planning. And you'll know what it can do for you. And every conversation is an opportunity to empower and inspire. And you can take this knowledge into your everyday interactions and be a beacon of hope for those that you communicate with. And I also have some steps that you can do in day two that we're going to talk a little bit about in this podcast. And the first is that you can have some purposeful reflection. You can begin your day with a reflection exercise to sit down and set your intention. Think about the specific goals that you have that you want to achieve in your conversations, and write down affirmations to help you hold true to that in your mind. I talk a lot about how it takes planning, and this is how we can do it. If we want to be intentional about helping people plan for their life, we also need to practice that for ourselves. Like I always say, it all goes together. Write down in detail what you hope to achieve and why it's important to you. That is really why I made the 30 Days to Higher Hopes journal, is so people can begin to really utilize writing to help them shape who they want to become. It really helps us in our family as well. This podcast is rooted really in family life, and having a family life that's strong and confident. But I think that every part of our life has a play in that. And if we are out there just feeling icky about the way that we're having conversations, it trickles into every part of our life. And we don't want our kids to be the ones that get the worst of us. We want our kids to still get the best of us. So this type of planning helps us do exactly that. I have an episode that you can look back on, and that is episode 135. It's looking at your family's future through the lens of hope. And it gives you a little breakdown that's of things that are in my 30 Days to Higher Hopes book. And that is what I suggest that you enhance your learning through. Listen to that and then reflect upon the visualizing that we talk about in that podcast episode, because you're going to discover how to set clear, intentional, really hope-focused goals. And hope-focused goals are completely different than things we just run after and then feel awful when we don't achieve. And the third part of your, your daily practice of section two is basically putting it in practice. Get out there and help people and be willing to just make it happen. And don't hold back. Now's the time to say, I am going to practice. I'm going to ask the questions that they need to be asked in order to help them plan for their future. And then share with others how it makes a difference. Notice how it makes a difference. Write about how it makes a difference, right? All of those things that we talk about all the time. We got to do it in order to make it a habit. Now, I want to remind you, if you don't already know, that I do have a training bundle that you can get. It's really a module of seven different video trainings that you can watch that will follow along with every step that I have in my 30 Days to Higher Hopes journal. And it also comes with this full training that we've done in the last three episodes, all in one place in a little mini course. These two things coupled together are meant to help us rise our own hope in our life and then level up our conversations kind of simultaneously. And when you get this bundle, you also get a copy of my book sent to you, a signed copy of the journaling book sent to you. And I'm so excited because I'm working on a brand new transcript of that that's going to have like four or five extra stories and extra workbook pages and ideas, and I'm super excited about that. But right now, you can get version one on Amazon and dig right in to helping yourself raise your level of hope using scientifically proven methods of the way that hope really affects our life and affects the people around us and affects our family and our kids. So now it's time for me to get going. And tomorrow, it's all about helping people get started and motivating. So until next time, keep in touch and live solution focused. Thank you for listening to the Focused Mindset Podcast. And right now, you can hop over to Amazon and pick up your copy of 30 Days to Higher Hopes. But if you want to do something for yourself that's absolutely free, then take my 3-day Lead with Hope Challenge. This is the way that leaders all over the place are learning to focus on hope and learning how the power of hope can move people to lasting change. And you join the challenge by heading over to my website at thefocusedmindset.com, where you can also learn about my coaching services. And if you would like to support this podcast, there's a few ways to do that. One, feel free to leave a review. I love reading those. And also, become a Patreon by clicking the link in my show notes, because it's listeners like you that help this podcast grow and helps me reach more people with a message of focusing on hope. So until next time, live solution focused.